And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And if a sojourner or a stranger wax rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, and he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor, both low and high, rich and poor, together. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich, shall surely come to want. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar, among thy merchandise. And Ephraim said, Yet I am become rich, I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth, whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, Blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not. Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceeding. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Then said he also to him that bade him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. And he said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day, to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. There was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you, as sorrowful, yet alway rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate.